on this Monday of the first week of Passion, in which we are concentrated on the Passion of our Lord, on suffering, on penance. We see the results of penance. We see in the book of the prophet Jonah that the people, God sent him to Nineveh, one of the great cities of the Middle East in the time before Christ. A very large city. It took 3 days to walk from one edge to the other edge. That was very big. And of course, there were many, many, probably millions of inhabitants. And so it was a very significant place. And of course, our Lord sends him to a very important place, that the message that he has will be heard and will be noticed, not only by them who live there, by all the others surrounding cities and countries. And so he tells them, in 40 days, Nineveh shall be destroyed. That is the word of the Lord. And so, unusually, because for most of the history of the people of God and of the church, and today especially, we see that prophets are saying the same things. Maybe not with 40 days, but 40 days also means in a short time, but yet a long time. And most people do not listen. They choose to ignore it. The men and women of Nineveh, however, pagans, not Jews, not definitely not Catholics, listen, which was very unusual. And from one to the other, even the cattle and the iwis and everybody was wearing sackcloth and ashes. No silks, no good fashions, nothing. Sackcloth, which was also painful to the touch of the skin, and ashes, which, of course, were unpleasant, to say the least, including, eventually, when he heard of it, the king. And he took off his kingly robes and sat on the ashes and put on sackcloth, and then he proclaimed that the whole of the city had to do the same thing. And God stopped the punishment. And of course, what is important here is to remember that God may threaten us with punishment. And it is not so much that God changes. And of course, the language here used is anthropomorphic. God does not have anything about which to repent. We are the ones that need to repent. But God, when he sees that we obey, will change the decree that he has issued. And so he did for the city of Nineveh. And in the gospel, of course, we have seen again the gospel of St. John, and the time is approaching. And our Lord tells them, the Pharisees and the priests and scribes of the temple, and the apostles too, very soon, and you shall see me no more. You will look for me, but you cannot find me. And of course, after the Passion and then the Resurrection and Ascension, our Lord has ascended body and soul into heaven, and we can look for him, but he is not to be seen. The only place where he can be seen is in the Eucharist, which had not yet been given. And then, of course, in this gospel passage, we also see, and little by little, we see more and more of him as his reality is revealed. We see the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that had not yet been received by them, but that would be received by those who believe. And of course, the Holy Spirit is now in charge of our spiritual life, and anything and everything good that we do or we get comes with and through the Holy Spirit. It is about this same reality of the Trinity that the saint of today, who is a very popular and important saint in the early church, spoke and wrote. St. Cyril of Jerusalem, who at first as a deacon and then as a priest, was charged by the bishop to preach to the catechumens, to those who had not yet been baptized. And it is important to preach to the catechumens that they need to learn the faith before they can be baptized. You do not go blindly into something as important as the Holy Catholic faith, and so many do. And so therefore, St. Cyril preached a whole series of catecheses for several years on the faith, the Holy Catholic faith, during the season of Lent. Those catecheses are still with us. They have not been lost. And St. Cyril in particular was very exacting, because the fourth century in which he lived, and he died around 385, he eventually became bishop, patriarch of Jerusalem, and he was exiled three times, not by the Roman Empire. Constantine already had converted and made Catholicism the religion of the empire. He was chased out by the Arian heretics. Of course, as soon as there is something good, the devil is moving in the opposite direction to destroy and to bring about all kinds of evil to those who believe. And so he instigated the heresiarch priest Arius, who denied the divinity of Christ, and as such, of course, he denied the divinity of the Holy Spirit, he denied the Trinity, and so St. Cyril had to fight for this reality and to suffer for it. He suffered for the truth, just as we will have to, if we are blessed, we'll have to suffer for the truth today. May St. Cyril help us and be with us and strengthen us in the belief, in the holding of the Holy Catholic faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.